Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a Raga flavored effects chain in Ableton Live 12 that actually moves with the track, instead of just sitting there sounding nice on its own. The big idea here is movement. In drum and bass, especially Raga jungle, rollers, dark stepper stuff, or anything with a reggae and dancehall edge, the transitions need to feel alive. The effects should feel like they're answering the drums. Like the vocal says something, the delay throws it back, the filter tightens up, and then the drop smashes in clean. So the goal today is not just to make a flashy effect. The goal is to make a reusable arrangement tool. Something you can use in intros, build-ups, switch-ups, and fills without cluttering your mix. First, pick the right source. This matters more than people think. You want a short Raga vocal hit, a dancehall shout, a chant, a skank stab, a rimshot, a conga, or some other one shot with personality. The best sources for this kind of chain are usually short and mid-range heavy. They need character, not length. In fast DNB, a small vocal phrase can say more than a giant riser if it's placed well. Once you've got the source, trim it tightly. Keep the attack. If it's a vocal, don't chop off the consonants, because that initial bite helps the phrase cut through the drums. If it's a loop, chop it into one bar or half bar pieces so it can sit neatly in the arrangement. Now build your effects chain. You can do this on a return track if you want to send multiple sounds into it, or on an auto track if you want one specific sound to become your signature transition tool. For this lesson, I'd recommend setting up a dedicated chain called Raga FX. A simple starting chain is auto filter, echo saturator, reverb, and utility. Here's the thinking. Auto filter gives you the movement and the tone control. Echo gives you the dub style bounce and delay throws. Saturator adds grit and makes the effect feel louder and more present without always needing more volume. Reverb creates space, but we're going to use it carefully. Utility is the safety net at the end, so you can control stereo width and keep the low end under control. Keep the chain simple at first. In DNB, overprocessing can blur the transient and make the whole thing feel mushy. You want punch and motion, not fob. Now map the important parameters to macros if you're using an audio effect rack. This is where the chain becomes easy to perform and easy to automate. Map filter cutoff, delay feedback, delay wet/dry, reverb wet/dry, saturator drive, and utility width. I like to label those macros something like tone, throw, wash, grit, width, and space. That keeps the workflow musical. Instead of automating a dozen separate device lanes, you can shape the whole transition with just a few movements. And here's a really important coaching point. Automate in layers, not all at once. Let one or two parameters do the heavy lifting. For example, maybe delay feedback is the main drama, while filter cutoff and width just support the movement. If everything is moving equally, the effect starts to feel busy instead of intentional. Let's build the delay character next, because this is where the Raga talkback energy really lives. Use echo for a smoother, more modern dub motion, or delay if you want something more obvious and rhythmic. Try synced values like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Set feedback somewhere around 25-40% as a starting point. If you're using echo, filter out the low end and some of the extreme top, so the repeats sit cleanly in the mix. You don't want muddy echoes fighting the kick and snare. The trick is to automate the delay as punctuation, not as a constant wash. That's a huge difference. Instead of leaving it wet all the time, hit the last syllable of a phrase with a throw. Let it bloom for a moment, then pull it back. That tiny burst often hits way harder than a permanent effect. In Raga-inspired DNB, that one last word, shout, or skank hit can become the moment the listener remembers. So automate the echo dry/wet low in the verse or sparse section, then raise it in the build, and give it a bigger burst right before the drop. A good range might be around 5-12% in a low energy section, 18-35% in a build, and then 40-55% for a one bar transition moment before snapping back down. Now let's shape the tone. Auto filter is going to be your best friend here. You can put it before the delay if you want to control the source before it gets echoed, or after the delay if you want to reshape the repeats themselves. If you place the filter before the delay, the movement stays a bit tighter and cleaner. This is good for mix-friendly build-up work. If you place it after the delay, the tails can feel more dubby and sweeping. That's often great for tension. A useful approach is to start dark and gradually open the filter during the build. Then, just before the drop, either open it fully for the reveal or do a quick open and close shape if you want that sucked back and feeling right before impact. That little inversion can sound wicked in darker jungle and steppy arrangements. Saturation is the next piece. A small amount of drive can make the FX cut through without cranking the volume. Try a little drive first, maybe around 3 to 5 dB, and only push harder if the transition needs more attitude. If you go heavier, you can get into the 6 to 8 dB range, but watch that it doesn't start masking the snare. A good coach tip here is to think about where the saturation sits in the chain. If you place it before the delay, it makes the repeats richer. If you place it after the delay, it can glue the whole tail together and make it denser. Both are useful. Just don't overdo it, because in DNB, the snare needs space to hit hard. Reverb should be used like seasoning, not soup. That's the rule. In fast music, long tails can clog the next phrase very quickly. Keep the reverb decay controlled, maybe around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds depending on the section, and keep the wet amount modest. In many cases, 10 to 25% is plenty. If the arrangement starts feeling crowded, shorten the decay before you lower the volume. That often fixes the problem faster and keeps the energy intact. At the end of the chain, use utility to keep things disciplined. This is where you check width and stereo placement. You can widen the mids and highs a bit, but don't let the low end get wild. If the source has any bassy content, high pass the return around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the sub and kick clean. And this is worth repeating. The FX should frame the drums, not fight them. In drum and bass, the kick, snare, and sub are the foundation. The Raga FX is the personality on top. Now let's talk automation shape, because this is where the lesson really comes together. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. DNB arrangement is all about bar-level energy, so don't just draw random knob moves. Build a story. For example, in an 8-bar build, the first 4 bars can be fairly sparse. Keep the vocal filtered and the delay subtle. In bars 5 through 8, start opening the filter, raising the feedback a little, and widening the tail. Then on the final beat of bar 8, give the phrase a bigger throw, maybe a short delay burst with some extra reverb and width. Then hit the drop and snap the chain back to tight and dry so the drums land with force. That contrast is everything. Another useful trick is to automate just after the snare, not before it. That way the echo feels like it's bouncing off the groove, which makes the FX feel more connected to the rhythm section. It's a small detail, but in this style it makes a huge difference. If you want to get more organic movement, add subtle modulation inside the chain. A very slow LFO on the filter can make the tail drift a little over 1 or 2 bars. Keep it restrained. You want motion, not wobble. A little movement is enough to stop the effect from feeling static when the same phrase repeats. Once you've got a good moment, resample it. This is one of the smartest moves in the whole workflow. Print the return track or record the processed audio to a new lane. Then chop the best parts into useful pieces: a reverse swell, a bar end fill, a pre-drop atmosphere bed, maybe even a 1-bar switch up. This is what turns an FX moment into actual arrangement material. That's a very DNB thing to do, by the way. A single processed Raga phrase can become 3 or 4 different tools in your track. It's efficient, and it helps the song feel more custom. A couple of mixed notes before we wrap the main process. Check the chain in mono now and then. If it loses impact, the width is probably too extreme, or the low end is not controlled enough. Also, keep an ear on the tail length. If the arrangement feels cluttered, shorten the reverb before you start turning things down. That usually clears the space more cleanly. For darker or heavier DNB, try darkening the tail rather than the source. In other words, let the vocal keep its bite, but roll off the brightness in the repeats. That gives you that underground murky feel without losing the initial character of the phrase. You can also make 2 versions of the same chain, one subtle, mix-safe version for general use and one exaggerated version for fills and transition bars. That's a really practical way to work. The subtle one keeps the track moving, and the bigger one becomes your special moment. So to recap the workflow, choose a short, characterful Raga source. Build a simple chain with filter, delay, saturation, reverb, and utility. Map the key controls to macros. Automate delay throws, filter movement, and width in phrase-based sections. Keep the low end clean and the tails controlled. Then resample the best moments so they become part of the arrangement. If you do this well, the effect won't feel like an add-on. It'll feel like the track is talking back to the drums. For practice, try building a 4-bar transition on a 174 BPM loop. Start with a dry filtered vocal on bar 1. Raise the feedback on bar 2. Open the filter and widen the space on bar 3. Then hit a big delay throw on the final word of bar 4. Print it, chop it, and place it before a snare drop or break edit. Then listen to it in context with kick, snare, and sub. If it works in the groove, you've got a real production tool. Now go build that chain. Make it speak, and let the drop answer back.